Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, local police were as busy as today. Seattle girl runs away, caught in Butte. Louise Wickersham, 15 years old, daughter of a Seattle businessman, was captured by detectives Van Orden and Jerry while she was fleeing to St. Paul. Just before the North Coast Limited arrived in Butte from Seattle, the police received a telegram from the chief of police in Seattle asking the local department to search the train and detain the girl. The detectives found her in an upper tourist sleeper berth. The girl, brown-haired with sparkling gray eyes and a pretty face, remained obdurate at the matron's rooms at police headquarters. Her ticket was for St. Paul. She refused to say where she got the money for the traveling expenses and merely said she intended to visit friends in the East. Then, childlike, she began to cry. Her father will leave Seattle today for Butte to return with his daughter. In another story, Ted Thomas was arrested yesterday by Detective Larkin on a charge of robbery. Thomas Lehman complained that Thomas had asked him for a loan in a hallway on South Main near Park Street, and when he refused, Lehman said that Thomas strong-armed him and robbed him of $6. And here's a tale of marital discord. No man's land discovered in Butte. That such a locality as no man's land may be heard of even in a country where there is peace is illustrated in Justice Buckley's court yesterday when Lizzie Anderson was charged with having assaulted her husband, Jay Anderson, the alleged weapon being a washtub. In the story that was told Justice Buckley, Anderson and his wife live apart, the one occupying a house in the rear while the other dwells in the front of the premises on South Altoona Street. They met yesterday for the first time midway between the two houses, and an altercation ensued in which Mrs. Anderson is alleged to have struck her husband on the head. After hearing the evidence, Justice Buckley decided to dismiss the case. And here, a sweet story about the sheriff. He likes chickens. Although he has a family of his own to provide for and is charged with the feeding of the prisoners at the county jail, Sheriff L.L. Hartzell has undertaken the task of feeding something over 250 more miles during the past week. In addition to his regular duties, the sheriff is quite the poultry fancier, and his thoroughbred flock of Rhode Island Reds has been increased by the above number of young chicks during the past 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.